Welcome, Battleground. This is Steve. How are you doing today? I'm here with the short little 20-minute or less podcast to just give you a little bit of insight on what it takes to build a small contracting business. It's simple. There's three basic tenets to this, the stool. I went over them last time. And it's learn how to communicate to people, learn how to lead people, and know your numbers. So you're not surprised one day and wake up dead broke. So my question to you is, do you really know how to treat people? I mean, really treat people. And I mean, everybody. So the key to this business that you're in is how you deal with people. I mean, you are in the people business, period. I don't care what you're telling yourself, the painting business, the plumbing business, the landscape business, it's all people to people. People only buy from you because they kind of like you. They kind of trust you. They want to go with you, okay? Because you treated them like they wanted to be treated. Well, that's just the customers. What about your employees? What about the trash man? What about the mailman? What about your family? What about your spouse? What about all these people? Marcus Lemonis, he breaks down running his business into people, process, and products. You got to have all the right things. So I just want to focus today only on the people. You know, when I started coaching 10, 15 years ago up on stage, some guy came after a couple of years listening and goes, Steve, you know, you really got this whole business thing nailed. But where you really shine is in your leadership, your people-to-people skills. You're able to build a team so they stick with you for the long run, see what you see, live your vision, and they actually want to make you and the company more money. How would you like to have that? Your employees go, yes, I want to make the company more money. I want to make my boss, the owners, more money. Most employees look at the boss and go, what a greedy pig. That guy's making all the money and I'm doing all the work. When in reality, a lot of employees make more money than the owner. The poor owner's out schlepping around, busting their ass, trying to figure it out, but they never went to contracting school. So they don't know how to figure it out. They might be able to paint a wall or run wires through a wall. In other words, that's a technical aspect of your craft, but you have to go to the real world. So I just want to talk to you about that. So I have this rule. If anybody with this in eyesight of me, not just like the 10-foot rule, but eyesight of me and my business, then they are a relevant part of my business. I'll give you a small example. I used to run my $1.5 million pond business out of one of my bays in my garage at my home. I had no fancy equipment, a couple of pickup trucks, a couple of wheelbarrows, four guys, that's it. So everything was done out of my home. Well, we would generate a lot of trash. And of course, you know, with waste management, they give you that one green container to fill up, and hell, that wasn't even touching it. So what would happen is we would load that trash can up. I mean, that goddamn thing weighed 300 pounds. And of course, they backed the truck right down to my driveway and they hooked that trash can up and it's struggling. I mean, the truck could lift it up, but this guy is struggling just to position it. So I run over there and I help him. Now, this is the owner of a house and he's at a big ass house when he's at my house. I'm running over there helping him dump the trash. How many homeowners do you think come over and help the trash man do his job? Then after I'm done, I give the man 20 bucks. Now, he probably makes 20 bucks an hour, but it's a nice meal at, you know, some restaurant. He can go get himself whatever he wants to do. But it's just the act that I showed him, not just appreciation with my money, but with my time and my effort. So what happens next? He comes back the next week and I see him again and he climbs up on the top of his truck and he pulls out an additional trash can and he brings it down. It's brand new and he puts it next to the other one. He goes, look, now you can just fill both of them up and I'll dump both of them when they come there. Ultimately, we ended up with three trash cans. And sometimes I would have so much trash, I couldn't even get it all in three trash cans. So he comes the same time every Tuesday, 2:30 in the afternoon. I make sure I'm around, maybe with a guy or two. But the point is, if I overload him, I run out there and I help him throw all the stuff in his trash truck. So I help him, and then I give him $20. I pretty much tip everybody $20, unless it's a one-a-year tip. Like, I tip my mailman. I tip the UPS man. I tip those people that bring stuff to my house every day to help me run not just my personal life, but my business. And the annual people, I give them $100 at a clip. There's something about a crisp, new $100 bill that just lights people up. I mean, they really stand up and notice it. I mean, how many people give the mailman? Do you give your mailman $100 a year and say thank you? No. So these are even suppliers. I would send Christmas gifts, my rock man, my pond supplier, my plant person, the ones that gives me, sells me all the aquatic plants and all my fish. I send them giant ass office, you know, good for you baskets of food with a nice note saying, look, you're part of our success. So that is every single supplier, the trash man, the UPS man, the delivery guy, the mailman, the lowest of low employees. And in order for you to do a really good job, you just have to notice. You just have to look around. You just be aware of all those within your ring of existence and just treat them like you'd like to be treated. Treat them special.
Fighters, I want to tell you about an opportunity to grow your business to eight figures and beyond. In October of 2023, I will be keynoting at the Contractor Summit in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to invite you to join me and several other kick-ass contractors as we guide you to create a strong five-year vision that's going to explode your business and profits. You're going to learn how to scale properly and not just creating a bigger mess. Right? The last thing you want to do is scale a turd. So let's teach you how to scale properly. You're going to learn your numbers at a deeper level that will show, and we're also going to show you how to manage and lead your business by the numbers. So get your emotions out of it. Okay. Or what about some real life, live coaching and Q&A up on the stage to help you with your current issues right now? There's all that and a bunch more stuff coming your way over the course of 3 days down in Jacksonville, Florida. So guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/Florida-summit. Come hang out with me and a bunch of other FWs. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.
So you just need to get your head out of the sand and watch all these people. I mean, I take my guys on very high-end dinners. I mean, you know, we're spending, you know, $100, $150 a person to an employee that's probably never spent more than $30 in their life on a meal. So to spend $130 on a meal, nice bottle of wine, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it makes them feel special. So you just need to recognize this, and it's called greasing the wheel. Take my rock yard. My rock yard is like a Fred Flintstone quarry. There's thousands and thousands of pallets of rock. There's hundreds of contractors that roll up every day, most of them without their shit together. They're just rolling up on because they went to the job. And they go, oh, I need five pallets of rock, so I'm going to go pick it up at the store. They don't pre-order, pre-plan, nothing. They're just like winging it every day. And so when you go into the rock yard, there is probably, you know, anywhere from three or four to a dozen trucks lined up just waiting for the forklift guys. There's only two of them running this whole yard to just come over there. Yeah, what do you want? Load up your goods and you get on the road. Well, when I pull up, these guys, the two guys in these forklifts, they bypass everybody else and they come right up to me and go, what do you need today, Steve? I'm like, I'd like that one pallet right there. I'm running short. Great. Boom, they put on my truck and they put me in first in line. Now, why does this happen? Every single year at the beginning of the season, I go up and I stop the forklift guys in this Fred Flintstone's quarry and I shake their hand. I thank them for really taking great care of me last year. I look forward to them taking care of me again this year. And here's $100. I give the top guy $100. I give the second guy $60. They take care of me for an entire year. Now think about that. $100 gets me first in line once a month, twice a month when I show up at the rock yard. You could wait an hour to have somebody load your truck. And not only that, these people don't give a shit. They just slam that pallet up on your truck. With me, it's TLC, man. They give me all kinds of just love and attention when I show up. And it all happens because I gave them love and attention before they did anything for me. Maybe that's the big takeaway here. I recognize everybody. I take care of everybody. I give everybody the best I can, love and attention. I let them know they mean something to me. I thank them for what they're doing for me. And if you can do that, and I'm talking about everybody that I've listed before, all your employees, I'm talking about your spouse, your family, your friends, your siblings, all of them. I mean, aren't you trying to be a good person? Of course you are. But we're running around just doing all this crazy, pulling our hair out, putting out fires all day long. We are just so hell-bent on, boom, driving straight forward. We don't even look around. We don't even notice all the people that we're cutting off. I remember I had my knee replaced a few months ago, and I went in there, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning to show up to the surgery center, and there's two people in there, and they're there. This is 5:30 actually in the morning. So it's all by just the three of us. And I walk up to the desk. The nice young man behind the desk goes, "Good morning. How you doing today? I'm here for my appointment." He goes, "Me? Pretty good. Thanks for asking." I said, "You know, you're right. I came into the surgery center. I'm a little anxious about getting my knee replaced in 1 hour from now. So I just see a beeline between now and my knee replacement. I'm not even thinking about anybody else. But listen, I want to thank you. I know you guys show up at 5 o'clock every morning. And I also know that 90% of the people that come through that door do not even recognize you as a human being. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to apologize for me not recognizing you." And they just looked at me and they said, "My God, we never had anybody say that to us. Thank you." And so how do you think the process, my processing in went to get me from the waiting room to the operating table? It went goddamn great because these people noticed me because I stopped. I recognized. I apologized. I know I made a mistake and I told them so. And that kind of interaction will make you a millionaire. I'm telling you, if you can do that in the long run, all the time, you will be a millionaire the easy way, because all the people surrounding you will all be aligned with your goals, your vision, the way you see life. You are gathering all these people around you. That is the easy and the fun and the very satisfying way to make $1 million. So I hope this helps you. It truly is, the people are the most important parts. I mean, there's so many parts. It's like, you know, you take a car. If you take one part out of the car, it's pretty much a paperweight. So I'm not saying, but yes, the engine is more important than one tire. And that's what I'm saying here, that the people and the way you treat people is the most important aspect of running your business. So again, learn this art of communication, learn how to ask questions, learn how to shut your mouth and truly listen to people, learn how to recognize and tell them, put them up on a pedestal and let them know that they are seen and they are important to you. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a quick trip to the millionaire's mansion. This is Steve with the Battleground. I appreciate you showing up. If you like this sort of content, just leave me a comment below, you know, a little review below. That would be great. Okay. Until next time. Thank you very much.